لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُم بِهِ اللَّهُ فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَن يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ
To Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. And whether you disclose what is in your minds or keep it hidden, Allah will call you to account for it. Then will He forgive whomsoever He pleases and punish whomsoever He pleases. And Allah has the power to do all that He wills. Footnote 356. The word bihi signifies A, by means of or on the basis of, B, for or because of, and the clause would mean Allah will call you to account for it or because of it, i.e. no human thought or action will go unaccounted for, however hidden it may be, and that it will be punished or pardoned as Allah may will. Footnote 357. The expression the will or pleasure of God rather denotes the existence of a natural law, chapter 7, verse 157. But as is in the case of Allah, it is His will which stands for His law. Therefore, the Quran has used this expression to point out, number one, that God is the final authority in the universe, number two, that His will is the law, and number three, that His will manifests itself in a just and benevolent manner, for He is the possessor of perfect attributes. Chapter 17, verse 111.
Verse 286.
آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير.
This messenger of ours believes in that which has been revealed to him from his Lord. And so do the believers. All of them believe in Allah, and in his angels, and in his books, and in his messengers, saying, we make no distinction between any of his messengers. And they say, we have heard, and we are obedient. Our Lord, we implore thy forgiveness, and to thee is the returning. Footnote 358. Good deeds are indeed the principal means for the attainment of spiritual purification, but they have their origin in the purity of the heart, which can be attained only by holding right beliefs. Hence the verse details the fundamental beliefs which the Quran has taught, i.e. belief in God and His angels, His books and His messengers in their natural order.
Verse 287.
لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.
Allah burdens not any soul beyond its capacity. It shall have the reward it earns, and it shall get the punishment it incurs. Our Lord, do not punish us if we forget or fall into error. And our Lord, lay not on us a responsibility as thou didst lay upon those before us. Our Lord, burden us not with what we have not the strength to bear, and efface our sins, and grant us forgiveness, and have mercy on us. Thou art our Master, so help us against the disbelieving people. Footnote 359. The clause constitutes a powerful refutation of the doctrine of atonement. It embodies two important principles. Number one, that the commandments of God are always given with due regard for man's capacities and his natural limitations. Number two, that moral purification in this world does not necessarily signify complete freedom from all kinds of failings and shortcomings. All that man is expected to do is sincerely strive for good and avoid sin to the best of his power, and the rest will be forgiven him by the merciful God, so no atonement is needed. Footnote 360. The word kasaba generally denotes the doing of good deeds, and iktasaba the doing of evil deeds. Both words are from the same root, but the latter denotes greater exertion on the part of the doer. A man will be rewarded for good deeds even if they are done casually and without conscious effort, while he will be punished for his evil deeds only if they are committed deliberately and with conscious effort. Footnote 361. In ordinary circumstances, nisyan and khati'a are not punishable, for they lack intention or motive, which are necessary for awarding punishment. But here the words denote forgetfulness and error, which can be avoided if due care is taken. Footnote 362. Isr means, number one, a burden which restrains one from motion. Number two, a heavy responsibility, the breaking of which renders one deserving of punishment. Number three, a sin or an offence. And number four, grievous punishment of a sin. The expression, lay not on us a responsibility as thou didst lay upon those before us, does not mean that the burden to be laid upon us should be lighter than that which was laid upon those before us. The meaning is that we may be safeguarded against breaking thy covenant, and thus may be saved from incurring a heavy responsibility for disobedience, as was incurred by those before us. This is a collective prayer for the preservation and protection of Islam, and the safeguarding of Muslims against incurring the displeasure of God.